This is Hanif Kruger with accesstech.co.za at the EduWeek exhibition that was held at Gallagher Estate in Midrand on the 1st and 2nd of July 2015.
ZBot Pro from Hims. It's a desktop based magnifier that gives you normal magnification for reading mode and writing mode, and also for distance viewing. You've got a button on the remote for distance. If you press the distance at the top right hand button.
Okay, I must say this is a remote, it fits in the palm of your hand. It's very light and it seems to be wireless or Bluetooth. Which?
Wireless.
Wireless, okay, so you can hold it in your hand very comfortably. Lighter than a typical cell phone, I would say, and the buttons are quite tactile, but obviously this is for a partially sighted person. There's two buttons at the top, one on the left, one on the right, and in the middle of those buttons, just below that, there's a joystick. And Anthony can tell us a bit more about the joystick. He just showed me this now, so I'm just giving him. Below that, there's some more buttons. They're very tactile and uniquely shaped. I think that's for a reason also. Anthony.
Yes. So the joystick is used to actually use or move the camera.
Okay.
Because the camera's got motors built into it. You don't have to physically touch the camera.
Okay.
So you can maneuver the camera basically up and down, left and right, to position over your book. Okay. Also the top buttons, the righted one is the distance. So if you press that button, the camera will automatically move to the previous set distance position. So let's say you were focused on a presentation on a whiteboard. It will go back to that position. If you then want to go back to your document that you're busy reading or writing or taking notes, you press the near button, which is the top left-hand one, and it automatically brings the camera back to your previous position.
Okay, I also see that obviously the device seemed to be having a sort of a platform here.
Yes.
This is for scanning, right? For
it's
OCR.
It's the A4 platform.
Okay.
So you can put an A4 document in there.
Mm.
And the ZBot Pro has got a separate camera for doing full A4 sized OCR.
Okay.
Whereas the smaller models, which is the Advanced, only does partial OCR, so the part that you see on the screen.
Mm.
The reason for that is to do proper OCR, you actually need a separate camera to capture the full A4.
Okay.
It's your CCTV cameras that you use in your for magnification and for live view is not good enough to actually do OCR quality. So that's why I have to have the decent quality to the units that does proper OCR and magnification as separate cameras.
Who would be a typical user of this device?
In a school environment, definitely designed. The product's obviously designed and developed and manufactured in Korea. So there they use it a lot in school environments as well in the USA, which is their biggest market. It's in school environments where a person will take this from class to class. Very small, very portable. It comes in a small little bag. So when you switch it off, it actually folds itself halfway. You just put it in a bag. It's got battery powered as well, so it's battery operated. And it's also incompatible with an iPad. So we can have the same functions remote or via wireless, controlling this device via your iPad. So you see everything on the screen, your touch gestures, your scrolling left and right, that all works on your iPad. So it's you just everything a small little suitcase and you carry it with you from class to class. Okay, and then it's also got your obviously your magnification features, big and smaller. That's the tactile buttons at the bottom. Also different colors.
Okay.
To make it really tactile, so big and smaller. You can feel it's a small little triangle.
It's like a triangle. The triangle is just below the joystick.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is going it's a pointy arrow down. That means decrease. On the right hand side is the mode button, like the rounded edges.
Okay.
That's for changing your colors. And then the option underneath that, and all the way to the left-hand side, there's an OCR button. If you press that, it's going to actually enable the OCR camera, position it, and then you take a capture, and it will actually do the OCR and then start reading it to you.
Okay, if you then took a picture of that content, can you actually export that? Can you do anything with it or not really?
It's got an SD card.
Okay.
Save everything in an SD card. And you can, with the SD card, obviously then transfer it to any medium that uses the SD card.
Okay, but this is not, the primary function is not OCR. So the OCR is just an add-on, is that correct?
On this one, it is a magnifier with OCR. So it is one of its primary functions.
Okay.
So it does have all the OCR features built onto the unit.
But if you want an OCR only device, this is not going to be it.
No, this is not it. This is definitely not. It gives you proper, decent quality, full page OCR. So if you want to have the OCR read to you, then yes, then this can do it for you. But if you want to do a scanning a lot of books, I would suggest maybe looking at another product that's dedicated to do that. simply because it's much faster, you've got processing power of a proper computer. With this one, you have limited processing power because it only needs to do basically small tasks.
Okay.
But another nice feature of this thing is right on the bottom right-hand side is a button called Auto.
Okay.
What that does is it will automatically position the camera on the left-hand side of the book and scroll it automatically from left to right. So if an old-age person, you want to read a book and you don't want to move the joystick or move the book, this thing, you can set up the speed of scrolling. It scrolls from left to right to the edge of the book. You turn to the left side of the book, go a little bit down, and then scroll again. So this thing, the camera will automatically move, and you will just read the text on the screen. So it's very convenient for doing that.
Okay.
And all that settings you can customize.
Are we looking at any updates?
Yes. August, September, they say they're going to do a new firmware update, and then it's to improve the OCR quality of the unit, which then will basically be much better than an improvement. There is, here and there's some automatically adjustments on your OCR that is not that great. It makes a little bit of mistakes, especially if you're doing with complex text or there's images.
Tables and so on.
We haven't, quite honest, I haven't tested it yet.
Okay.
It landed in the country on Friday, so
okay.
We're still very new to it, but what we've seen so far, it works really well.
Visit Sensory Solutions today at www.sensorysolutions.co.za. Thank you for listening. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at AccessZA, that is A-C-C-E-S-S-Z-A.